I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In this episode of r/AskReddit, we'll be looking at the internet's best answers to the question, what was the dumbest lie you believed as a kid? I lost my stuffed animal, a white dog, in the airport in Miami when I was 5. It was my favorite, and I was really sad about it. A few weeks later, my mum presented me with a brown dog that otherwise looked exactly like the white one I'd lost. She said the workers at the airport had found it and mailed it to us, but he got a tan because he was in Florida. I bought it hook, line, and sinker for a few years. Tan dog is now my son's, and he's a big fan. I could not understand how all the death scenes in war movies seem so realistic. So, I asked one of my older brothers how they did it. He proceeded to tell me that they empty out state prisons in the area the movie is being made, dress them up and give them guns, and tell them that if they survive the filming, then they get to leave jail after. I was told that at around 7, and I believed it till I was around 10. Now that is amazing, and imagine if it was true. That our entire house was covered by cork-sized security cameras, and that my parents could see my every move. Now, is that a little bit controlling? I'm not sure. As a kid, I had a strangulated hernia, which left me with one testicle. My dad told me if I ever had kids, they would be all boys or all girls because each testicle is for each sex. I believed it for years. Hey, who knows? Maybe that's the case. My sister told me that if you count all the stones of Stonehenge, you will die. I still don't know how many stones there are in Stonehenge. Mate, never count them. That women's periods stop in water to avoid sharks smelling them. Now that is just weird. My older brother pranked me once. I'd watched a kids' TV show, I think it was The Electric Company, that featured a guest star who was a tap dancer. My brother convinced me that tap dancers made their tapping sounds, not with their feet, but with their mouths. I spent the next several weeks trying to tap dance with my mouth noises before my mum made me quit. That the draining sound of the water in the bathtub was a monster that would suck you in as well. A lie made to get me out of the bath. I mean, that's the thing with a lot of these lies. They're just made to try and get your kid to do something. I don't know, a little bit conniving? Nah, probably just reasonable. When I was a kid, I asked my dad if reading enough books really could give you telekinesis. Think Matilda. He said yes. I spent many years after that thinking I just wasn't doing enough. Again, trying to get your kid to read. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. When I was a little fellow, my parents used to tell me, when you smoke, you'll die instantaneously. Unfortunately, they forgot this at a campfire organized by our former neighborhood and smoked a cig. I remember I was desperately trying to stop them and I cried all the time because I thought they were both about to die. Jeez. If you swallowed the black watermelon seeds, a watermelon would grow in your belly. Wait, what? You're telling me that's not true? That the hazard button in a car would blow the car up. Now that one definitely is true. My grandmother told me that pinching gave you cancer. I got pinched once at recess and yelled at the person because I thought they were going to give me cancer. Sounds like you were pinching your grandma a bit too much. The button on your armrest on airplanes is the eject button. I found out it reclines your seat embarrassingly late. When I was a kid, my dad told me it cost 25 cents to change the radio station to keep me from messing with the radio in his car. I believed that until I was 14. Well, my grandpa and I went to the forest when I was around 12 years old, and one of my cousins came with us too. He was 16 at the time and told me that a creature lives in the woods which has male and female genital organs. When it's nighttime, it gets out and screws whatever living thing it grabs. Now, of course, I didn't believe my cousin, I'm not that dumb, but when my grandpa seconds him, I cried like a little baby to go home. Rest in peace, grandpa, you crazy old f***. I once thought academic scholarships were only given to dumb students so that some of them could still attend college. I even told my older brother that he was so stupid he had to get a scholarship to go to college. He went to the Ivy League. I was in on this lie between my mum and younger sister. My sister was about 5 years old at the time, and my mum convinced her that Benadryl was truth serum. My mum would threaten to give it to my sister if she knew she was lying. It was so hilarious, but my sister seriously believed it and would get upset. This isn't a lie, but when I was a kid, I had no idea how turn signals worked, and just thought the cars always knew exactly where we were going. Yeah, but imagine if that was actually the case. That would be incredible. My dad told me he was colorblind to the extreme when I was 8. The sky is green, the grass is blue, go was red, stop was green. The ultimate, white people look black and black people look white. My mum made him fix that last statement quickly when I asked her, "Mummy, do I look black to you too?" She was livid, but I was so gullible at that age. Your dad sounds like a bit of a joker, pal. One time, I was at my dad's, parents separated, and him and a friend were hanging outside, sipping beers and smoking cigarettes, while I was decapitating dandelions with my sweet plastic ninja sword. My dad never let me have soda when I was a kid. His friend left, and my dad went inside to do dishes. I saw a 7-Up can on the deck table and sprinted towards it and took a huge swig. Turns out, they'd been asking and putting their cig butts in there. I run inside and throw up, and my dad goes, "What happened? What happened?" I lied and said nothing, but he figured it out. So, he then told me that all soda he buys tastes like that, even if they're unopened. I believed him for a few years until I was like 9. That you could get a ticket for having the light on in your car while driving. I actually think even I believed that one for a while. My parents did not enjoy having the lights on in the car. And to be honest, I don't blame them. Walt Disney invented color. Watching a black and white show, I thought everyone from the 50s and lower had lived in black and white. I asked my father, who invented color? Dad looked at me dead serious and said, Walt Disney. I believed it for far too long. My parents convinced us that the person knocking on our door on weekend nights when we were asleep was our uncle stopping to say hello. Now, we didn't actually have an uncle. It was the pizza guy. That is just ridiculous. That guacamole was ground up guacamoles. Dads are great, lol. That adults know what they're doing. Wow, that one hits hard. Very meta. That if you sit too close to the TV or computer screen, you'll go blind. I was told that during the summer of 5th grade, then got glasses in 6th grade. All I heard was a "told you" as I tried on my first pair of glasses and was told that my sister, who is 1 year younger, won't need glasses because she listened. She got her glasses less than a year later. When I was 6, my parents told me that when you flush an airplane toilet, the waste gets dumped mid-air into the ocean. I believed that and told all of my friends. My parents then told me they were joking, and I became the class fool. Hey, I blame your parents. Oh, I believe that ATMs give free money. Wait, do they not?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I believe that girls pooped and peed out of their butthole. When I was 16 years old, you were 16 and you still believe that. My goodness. Okay. I asked my older sister, when you go pee, how do you keep the turds from sliding right out at the same time? 16 years old and you believe that. Wow. What a life. I was 7 years old. One of my teachers wanted us to write a letter to a family member or friend or someone. I wrote the letter, got the envelope, got the stamp. My mum had worked at the county jail at the time, and she suggested that I write to one of the inmates who never got mail. So I did. I wrote something along the lines of, "I'm sorry you're arrested, but I hope you get out." I even signed it with my 7-year-old signature. While I was writing the letter, my mum had left to go to the store. I asked my older brother what our address was, because I needed to put a return address. And he said, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington DC, 2500. For those that don't know, that is the address of the White House. I wrote it on the letter and put it with my mail that my mum was sending out. Mind you, I grew up in Michigan and never left the States, but I wasn't smart. Years later, I went to pick my mum up from work, and one of the CEOs called me Mr. President, and I asked why he said that. He mentioned the letter I wrote years prior and how it was a joke in the jail anytime my mum mentioned me. Wow, you're famous in a jail, fair play, pal. I was told by my dad when I was around 8 or 9 that the people at the sewerage plant have been examining your poop and you need to eat more fiber. That is very odd. That swallowed gum stays in your body for 7 years. I swallowed gum and thought that that was the reason I was fat. So much to unpack here. I think the first line, everyone at some point has believed that, right? I mean, probably some of you watching right now still do believe that. It isn't true, by the way. I don't know why that is a thing that exists, but hey, a lot of people do believe it. Yeah, swallowing gum being the reason you thought you were fat. That is mental. My mum told me that my birthmark was a coffee stain from when she accidentally spilled coffee on me as a baby. I believed it till I was like 11. Christ. Eating too much sugar will glue my butt cheeks together. Thanks, mum. One time, when I was 5 or 6, I asked my brother how French fries were made, and he told me they inject mashed potatoes into the skins of the fries with a syringe. I believed that until I saw my mum cooking home fries for breakfast one morning when I was 8. You know how Barbie feet are on tippy toes, so they're shaped to fit into a high heel shoe? Well, when I was a kid, I thought that when girls grew up into women, that their feet would be shaped like that, despite the fact that I lived in a house with 4 grown women, none of whom had Barbie feet. My mum rented a never-ending story, and Dad told me if I tried to watch it, I'd have to sit there forever because it never ended. I remember being thankful for my dad's warning and wondering why mum would do that to me. Guys, let me know in the comments. A never-ending story. Is it PG? I doubt it. I 100% believed that if I left a pile of rocks under this tree outside our house, a fairy would come and visit me. My parents told me that, so I would go and play outside. This is the thing with all of these, isn't it? They're just like your parents trying to get you to do stuff, and they're like, oh, you know what, screw it. Let's make up some BS lie and hope she actually falls for it. And by the way, romance rot, you did. That if you die in your dream, you die in real life. That one is scary. If you twist your belly button, your butt will fall off. What the heck? What even is that? The teachers in my school told us that if you pull the fire alarm, ink shoots out onto your hands that doesn't wash off for a few days, so they know who pulled it. I was 26 when I found out that that was a lie. 26. That's old. When I was a child, I got upset after a button came off of my shirt. My mother told me not to worry, and that if I placed the button under a rock in the yard, the button fairy would replace it with a quarter. I believed it, and to my mother's dismay, she discovered I'd pulled the buttons off of every shirt in my closet. To this day, 40 years later, shirt buttons can still be found under random rocks in my parents' backyard. Someone loves fairies, that's for sure. A college nearby has a cougar as its mascot, and they sell cougar cheese. It's delicious. My uncles told me long ago that it's made from the milk of cougars, and it made sense to me. But then I got older, early 20s, and I saw a can of that Cougar Gold and wondered how they milked the cougars. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. You can't just have a cougar milk farm with angry cougars hooked up to milking machines. It just isn't gonna fly. I got a chuckle out of that image and realized that I was a grown man who believed that they were milking cougars down at the college and turning it into cheese. Hey, now that would probably be extremely dangerous and bloody, but look, if the cheese was delicious, it's worth it in my opinion. And there we go, guys. That is gonna do it for this one. Please do comment down below. This is your time now. Get in the comments, let me know what was or what were the dumbest lies that you believe for a kid. And I also wanna know, how many years did you believe them for before realizing, oh my God, that actually just is obviously completely false, but I believed that for so long. I don't have anything myself off the top of my head, which is a shame, but look, comment down below, go and have a look at the comments right now and give a like to one that you think is funny or one that maybe you believed yourself or one that maybe you still believe. Just saying, there are probably a few down there that, you know, like the gum one, people still believe to this day when they're just definitely not true. Interesting nonetheless, really enjoyed this one. I hope you did as well. If you do want to see more from me, from Ask Reddit, video on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. And I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new Reddit video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.